You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate Weekly News Bulletin. You're joined by myself, Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate. Errol Parker, editor-at-large. How are you, Errol?
Good, mate. Wendell?
Wendell.
Very good, thank you. Looking forward to giving it to these Baduri grubs on the weekend. How are you, Clancy?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. I look forward to watching you play this weekend. I hope you can keep it together. It was a bit sloppy on the weekend, last weekend, against Windora.
I lost my head, and it won't happen again.
You got to lift in those moments, mate. And it was quite clear, yeah. You know, your mind was elsewhere. So
I didn't do it the right way.
It should be a different result this weekend because Clancy, of course, your eldest son is refereeing this game. So hopefully things should be a bit different.
Yes, well. Errol, have you got a mask yet?
No, not yet. I think it's worth waiting to see what the spread is. You know, I don't think we'll need them up here in the Simpson Desert right now.
Yeah, we haven't had a recorded case in the Queensland Channel Country yet, Clancy.
I have a few masks. I've got a few disposal ones I got from the chemist, but you guys know me. I'm quite environmentally conscious.
Well, you are a high net worth individual who lives in the inner city, so I guess that comes with the territory, Clancy.
Yes, which means I've ordered myself a few washable, reusable masks.
From Amazon?
No, Wendell. Ever since Clancy chinned Jeff Bezos at the 1999 Met Gala in New York, they haven't really been on speaking or business terms.
Right, well, that was a little bit before my time, that one.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's correct. I won't give that man a cent. Now, these masks I've just ordered online are from Budgie Smuggler, who we all know and love as Australia's premier swimwear brand.
What? You're wearing a pair of Budgie Smugglers on your face like some sort of pervert.
No, Budgie Smuggler are making face masks right now. They're 100% made here in Australia, not just 100% designed here as some less ethical apparel companies like to advertise.
Right, do they come in their famous Budgie Smuggler prints? Like you can get a leopard skin face mask?
Yep, you can get whatever you want on them. They're fully customizable.
So I could put any photo on there, like say, for example, if I took a picture of my cat's asshole, they could put it on a mask and they'll jiffy it up and mail it right to me.
If that's what you want, mate, do it. I reckon they'd do that for you.
Maybe we could get some face masks made up for the Batuta Dolphins' upcoming tour of the Melbourne metropolitan area.
Yes, I'll make them up for that as well. We'll have to provide the boys with a couple firearms too for that one, I reckon.
Well, I'd be getting a few done if I lived in Victoria or New South Wales. You know, and as a free marketer protectionist, I'd rather see my money going to a local business than off to some fucking cowboy.
So would I.
Well, you know where to go. BudgieSmuggler.com.au. They're not rip-off merchants. They're honest, hard-working Australian retailers and manufacturers. So get over there.
What were you talking about before, Wendell? What's the first story?
We're going to start off with some national news from our home state of Queensland. And Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has given the Catterboys permission to shoot the 185 quarantine escapees on site.
Yes, the hunt is on, Chick Chick and Boomo. Yes, the Premier has called in the big guns to deal with the dead shits who decided that it was a good idea to lie to officials and disappear into the community when they were supposed to be self-quarantining as part of the COVID regulations.
We believe Robbie and Bob Catter have tracked down a few of them already, and those escapees might have a bit of lead poisoning to go with their COVID-19. Now, it certainly is the deadliest game of them all.
Further down south, where all of this has come from, and we wrote a story about a man who is not happy with the new mandatory face masks rule. The headline on that story was, "So we have to buy our own masks?" says outraged Melburnian who thinks tampons grow on trees.
Yes, a Dandenong man named Trent is learning what it's like to have to pay for essential items this week. He says the fact that he has to buy face masks is bullshit, because if he has to wear something for hygiene reasons, then it should be free.
Ah, Trent, very Australian of him to be up in arms about an issue when it starts to directly affect him. I wonder if he's changed his tune, though, on the scrapping of the tampon tax, which he previously called lefty virtue signalling. Really, Trent?
I doubt he's changed his tune. In some other angry man news from down in Melbourne, and a bloke sucking back 16 milligram Winnie Reds on Smoko reckons those masks expose you to carbon monoxide.
Yeah, that Footscray-based bricklayer Craig Norton isn't too keen on the mandatory mask rule either. Speaking to us over a butter chicken curry servo pie, a litre of double-shot iced coffee and a couple of 16 milligram Tina Turners, Craig reckons they're actually a bit dangerous.
Not one for the mainstream media, the Facebook-educated expert explained to us that the masks make you breathe your own breath, or dioxide or carbon dioxide, whichever one of those is the bad one.
Yeah, I'm not sure the human body produces either of those gases, but we did have a couple of very good comments on that story. One from Lee Southern, who said he reckons Craig would probably have drilled in the mask for the nerve rods to slide through.
Innovation at its finest.
And Paul Baird, who said, if you can handle lunging down Winnie Reds, COVID doesn't stand a chance.
Well, that is extremely dangerous advice there, Paul. But I'm sure there's plenty of Melburnians who will take that if it means they can avoid taking this COVID thing seriously.
Well, Dan Andrews did say 90% of people who are getting tested down there in Melbourne are not following the rules at all.
Disgusting.
Anyway, we'll move on to our next story, which comes from a bit further up north in Sydney. And we have absolutely no idea how this happened, says state about to get locked the fuck down.
Yes, NSW, which stands for Newcastle, Sydney and Wollongong, is dangerously close to a Melbourne-style lockdown because they, like the Melburnians, seem to have had a hard time doing the right thing.
That story was written, of course, after more images and reports circulated of Sydney-siders cramming into pubs and venues, ignoring social distancing and generally not taking this deadly virus too seriously.
Doesn't look good down there at all. And while we do usually like to finish on a positive note, we aren't going to today, unfortunately. We've got a bit of a sad local story. That is, Mum rocks back and forth in the kitchen corner as ABC iView autoplays yet another episode of Peppa Pig.
It's a familiar story to a lot of parents out there, and it sends a shiver down your spine, this story, doesn't it?
Yeah, some mother we spoke to said she's had more than enough of the popular children's TV show, which is not about local police officers. At the time of press, the mum explained the show had seemed to have been on loop for the last 24 hours. She said, the only solace I get is imagining eating the entire family.
Well, it's certainly a bit better than what's happening in my household, Clancy. I've had Police 10-7 on replay in my living room, and now my daughter has a Kiwi accent.
Oh, well, that's a great show. There's nothing I love more than watching people from low socioeconomic backgrounds get profiled and arrested on live television. We all remember the early days of the footy show.
Indeed, they were the glory days. Anyway, that'll do us for this week's edition of the Weekly News Bulletin. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again in 7 days' time, and we'll talk to you then. Goodbye.
Good night.
Hooroo!